South Africa's mining industry has been brought to its knees over the past 2 months as wildcat strikes continue. Thousands of miners have lost their jobs after refusing to return to work until their wage demands are met. It all began with a platinum miners' strike in Marikana in the country's northwest province, which turned fatal when police confronted strikers gathered on a small hill. More than 30 people were killed, and a judicial inquiry into what exactly happened on August 16th is currently underway. And now South African millionaire businessman and one-time anti-apartheid union hero Cyril Ramaphosa may be called to the inquiry to answer for an email he sent to mining bosses labelling actions during the strike as criminal and calling for concomitant action. The email was sent 24 hours before police fired live ammunition at the miners. Another former anti-apartheid activist who has joined the mining industry is businesswoman Mamphele Ramphele. From originally working alongside legendary black consciousness leader Steve Biko, she went on to become a managing director of the World Bank, a university vice chancellor, and then a member of the board of the Anglo-American mining giant. She is now chairperson of Goldfields, the mining house founded by 19th century British Empire builder Cecil John Rhodes. I asked her in an interview what lies behind the current crisis. She answered that South Africa's mining industry is still rooted in the racist past.
The problem of the mining industry is that it is operating on a 19th century business model in the 21st century. And the fault lies with captains of that industry who have been told, at least I said this 1,000 times when I was sitting on the Anglo board, I'm saying it 100 times now that I'm sitting at Goldfields. There is, unfortunately, not enthusiastic response to the fundamental restructuring that needs to happen in that industry. At least in Goldfields now, I'm getting traction because I'm the chair. It helps. But I also think that the leadership of Goldfields is committed. So is the board of Goldfields.
Ramphele says the reason the industry has been destabilized is because the South African government limited itself to a reformist approach.
They didn't look for the fundamental restructuring that needed to be engaged with. And then, of course, the unions are also complicit in this reformist papering over the cracks approach. What we have to do right now is to stabilize the crisis. We can't allow the rule of law to be broken willy-nilly. Agreements that have been reached have to be respected, and we've got to get people back to work. And those who don't go back to work have to be relieved of their positions. In this environment, having a job is a privilege. And if they don't realize that, they will realize it sooner rather than later, and it may be too late.
She says the unions who are supposed to be representing the miners need to wake up to their responsibilities.
They've become too aristocratic, sitting in their offices and not paying attention to shop floor issues. The private sector has to now, I mean, the people in the mining captains must now really put on their thinking caps. Medium term, we've got to look at conditions of service. Accommodation, pay, whatever other benefits. Do you know that we still have the 19th century compensation law? Exactly like it was in apartheid. Why? Because the government is too busy making sure people get tenders, they get slices of ownership, not focused on things that really matter, which is changing the inequities of the past to benefit the majority. The minority have benefited. I mean, people have become instant millionaires and billionaires and so on. And that's not something that we begrudge them. But it comes with responsibility to make sure that if you are a black shareholder in a mining company, you become the voice of the voiceless, the voice that says, we cannot run a mining industry with a 19th century business model in the 21st century.
Ramphele added that a radical mind shift is needed to turn the industry around.
Very radical shifts in terms of training and skilling people and mechanizing the mines. A lot of people are going to have to move from the coal phase, or the rock phase, to doing other things. But you can't dump them in the street. You've got to retool them to be able to have more sustainable livelihoods elsewhere. And in my view, you put all the problems we're facing together, the kind of social infrastructure that needs to be built, from roads, housing, sanitation, that That's where the training of skills has to be, artisanal training, so that you can have people who can maintain. We are very good at building, but we don't do maintenance. And then you can reduce the headcount of the mining industry, create those mining towns with these guys now, as plumbers, as turners, as fitters, and carpenters, builders, cheapest. This is exciting. So you turn a crisis into an opportunity.
Reporting on the views of mining industry leader Mamphele Ramphele, this is Mantsi Sepeka from allafrica.com in Cape Town.